If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
842, will the Los Angeles fires finally be the catalyst for action on climate change? That is the question. For the answer, we have our old friend David Houle with us. David is an author and a speaker. He does TED Talks. He advises CEOs around the world. He's been doing it for a long time, and he's a Chicagoan. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob. It's great to be back with you.
I'm intrigued by what you wrote on your blog about the L.A. fires. And before we get to that, a little bit more about what you do. You call yourself a futurist, a thinker. You're somebody who looks at future trends, and you advise many, many big corporations about what to do next, don't you?
Well, that's kind of in the past tense. I've moved back to Chicago from Florida and about a year and a half ago, and I'm kind of semi-retired. So I work primarily on my newsletter that was a thing that triggered this conversation, and working for the Spaceship Earth, which is the nonprofit to face climate change that I started. So that's kind of what I'm doing, sitting here working in the basement in the North Shore, kind of like yourself. So that's what I'm doing. I used to give 50 to 100 speeches a year, and I don't do that anymore. I just, I'm too old, and the travel is a lot more problematic than it was 5 or 10 years ago.
You put out a prodigious amount of material on your blog, and people can get that at evolutionshift.substack.com, right?
That's correct. That's correct. I've been on it for a couple of years, and it's Substack has really exploded. So, yeah, people can sign up for free, you know, and I publish 2 or 3 columns a week. So, yeah, evolutionshift, one word, .substack.com.
You write that the L.A. fires is the one. It's the seminal event. They
I
will
hope
finally
it is.
Trigger. Yeah, you say this will finally trigger the political will to face the climate catastrophe first in America and then globally. But why would this be the tipping point? Al Gore's movie got a lot of attention. An Inconvenient Truth, that didn't do anything, and various storms, earthquakes, floods haven't done anything. Why will this change anybody's thinking?
Well, first of all, it's continuing on, and I don't know what it's going to look like today. But supposedly today, the winds are back up. So number one, it's a catastrophic event. It's destroyed a large part of the most populous county in the United States, and the people whose houses are being burned, a lot of them are celebrities, communicators, producers, directors. So, you know, think of Hollywood as probably the most developed communications industry or content industry in human history, and they've been burned down. So I think you're going to see a lot of recognizable people stepping up and going, folks, we've got to get real about this, you know? And I hope so, Bob, because as you just said, you know, the hurricanes get more catastrophic. There's going to be a hurricane level 6 probably in the next few years. It's a climate crisis. It's not changing. It's a catastrophic 6 extinction event. And the cause is obvious. I mean, it's kind of the way to simply think about it is the Earth or Mother Nature, whichever you like, is basically responding to what we've done to it. Right? You know, mm-hmm. More tornadoes, more damaging storms, a flood once every 1,000 years, a drought every 500 years. It's happening every single year. And it's the third year in a row that the planet is warmer than it's been in 125,000 years.
Mm-hmm. 2024, hottest year on record. Not everybody agrees with what David Houle is saying. We'll get to that and more coming up momentarily. WGN. continuing with author David Hull, who writes, hopefully the tragedy of the L.A. fires will be remembered as the event that triggered our species to wake up and do what's necessary. David, is your point here, or one of them, that many of the people who influence the rest of us, movie industry folks, they're affected, and so that's going to trigger a change?
Well, that's part of it. But, you know, when you think about 20 years ago, if we were on, you know, your radio show at the time, and we said, do you know that the third largest city in the United States is going to completely burn to the ground? You go, what are you talking about? Hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's like the Great Chicago Fire, you know, changed architecture, right? I mean, because all of a sudden people like Frank Lloyd Wright could come here and get work, right? Mm-hmm. So I think there's going to be a side effect of this. And one thing I do want to mention, Bob, if I have a moment, is, you know, I mentioned the nonprofit that I co-founded called This Spaceship Earth, based on Marshall McLuhan in 1970, saying there are no passengers on Spaceship Earth. We are all crew. Hmm. So that's crew consciousness. But we just published literally yesterday the Quartermaster's Report, and it's free. And the real quick thing is, back in the day of sea travel, there was always a quartermaster on a ship who basically reported to the captain as to the status of the inventory on the ship. So what we've done is to take that concept and, for the fourth time, put out something that takes an inventory of what's going on this spaceship Earth. And it's free, and it's called thisspaceshipearth.org. You can download it for free. We're just trying to put it out every 6 months. We were putting it out once a year, and then we realized it's changing faster than that. Hmm. So, mm-hmm. you know, and the last thing to say, and I'll be quiet on this, you know, is there is a chart that shows the increase in CO2, carbon, you know, dioxide emissions, since 1970. And it's gone up every single year, no matter what we say, except for 2020. What happened in 2020, right? 3 billion people did the same thing. They stayed at home. So the only time the emissions has gone down is when we, humanity, our species, has done something distinctly different than what we're doing. So we have to do something different than what we're doing. And, you know, I'm sorry to be an advocate, but I look at this. All the insurance companies are leaving Florida. They're leaving California. You won't be able to buy a home. You won't be able to get a mortgage unless it's a cash deal. And I mean, mm-hmm. and then again, you have to think about the toxic cleanup. It's going to take years.
Yeah, so years and billions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hundreds of billions. I mean, I mm-hmm. think it's catastrophic. And you know, fire has the subliminal effect of, oh, that's what hell looks like, right?
As you know, David, there's been a lot of finger pointing, a lot of blame. We're hearing about just about everything except it's the climate. Donald Trump's picks for key administration posts and many others don't agree. You're still confident, though, that many minds will be changed in the aftermath of this catastrophe in Southern California?
I'm writing a column right now that'll be the next one up in the newsletter. The insurance industry will leave. You know, like 10 years ago, back when I was traveling all around the world, I'd always ask the client, you know, so who's going to show up at this speech that I'm going to give, this keynote speech? You know, and what are they expecting? And what are their lives like? I'll never forget, I was a National Association of Risk Managers, right? These are the guys that walk into the room and are the wet blanket. Well, we can't afford to do it because of the risk. And, you know, so they've always been, you know, like that character in Lil Abner with Joe Bilbspick, who had a cloud over him. I mean, that's how they thought of themselves. And I said to him 10 years ago, you're going to be the heroes, because climate change is going to increase the risk so much that you're going to be getting out of markets and you're going to be having to reconfigure. And that's what's happened. So yeah. The most conservative industry. So what's going to happen with Trump, I hope, is that, okay, the federal flood insurance is bankrupt. What you're going to do? California is the fifth largest economy in the world. If it was a country, what are you going to do about it? The insurance industry is not going to help you. So I think the insurance industry is going to be the game changer here, because when people realize they can't rebuild, they have to pay cash, right? So it's going to change the markets.
Read more. Author David Houle, evolutionshift.substack.com, evolutionshift.substack.com. Always interesting to touch base with you, my friend, and appreciate the time this morning.
I certainly appreciate it. Always good to talk to you, Bob. It really is. Sorry I get so excited about what I see into the future. But I think, people need to realize that everything, people are depressed about everything. And it's going to change. It's going to get better. There's an alternative path that we can take. That's my job, is to try and show a future that is beyond what is upsetting people.
I do like your energy, excitement, and optimism, for sure. David Houle, be well. Take care, Dave.
Bob. Bye-bye.